Hello.
Hey, this is Al Fink.
Al, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well.
Good. Who's on with us?
Pardon? I have Jelaine. Jules is on with us. Jules is the owner of the Westbrook.
Okay.
Her and I are partners in the Wednesday night open mic that we do every week at the Westbrook.
Okay.
I think she just popped on. Jules.
Okay, so what's the last four digits of your phone number? 0457?
0457, that is correct.
Okay, and then Elaine, I think, is on the other line. So I'm going to liven up her mic. Does she want to say hello, Elaine?
Sure. Jules, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yep. Jules,
oh, hi,
Al.
How you doing?
From Fans and Club.
Good.
Cool.
Good stuff. We promote every week on his site. For the open mic every week, and Al's a pretty good guy. He's real supportive of the scene, so
nice.
He asked us to join us tonight and to talk
about
local music.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Al.
That's all. You're very welcome. So, Mark, you want to tell us a little bit about how the open mic gets started and how people can register and stuff for it?
Certainly. We've been running the open mic at the Westbrook for about 6 years now. It's every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. till 11. You could just come by the Westbrook. It's on 525 Talmadge Road, right in Bound Brook. We're like about a block or so away from the Somerset Patriots baseball stadium. We promote it online. There's a Facebook page for the Westbrook.
Right.
Can just look up the Westbrook and give the page a like, and you'll see the upcoming events. And we do a little event page every week, and you could contact us through there. Our phone numbers are on there as well as contacting us through Facebook. We promote that on Bands and Clubs as well. We promote that on Open Mic New Jersey and all the open mic sites that are online as well as on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. And then the artists that come and play every week, are they different artists every week, or you have a lot of the same crew coming back? And
what's really cool about the open mic that we have is that we have some regulars that they come in every week, every 2 weeks, but then we get new people that come in. And it's the pool is constantly being refreshed, and it's more than just getting up and playing a couple songs. We really encourage everybody that comes to the open mic to get to know each other, to network, and to actually collaborate a little bit. Towards the end of the open mic, we kind of do a little bit of a jam. Depending on time and how many people are there. But we always get a good crowd, and we always make sure that everybody gets their chance to play. And we're very, very supportive, especially if people that are, just picking up the guitar or, haven't really played a lot publicly. We're very supportive in terms of, the first time you've been in front of people. You're going to have a good experience, with the crew at the Westbrook. And, in addition to the music, the food, at the Westbrook is top-notch. So, you know, you get a good meal. You get a chance to play a few songs. It's a good experience. You make a couple friends. Yes.
And Mark is a great host. I mean, he's really welcoming, and he's, you know, supportive, and, you know, makes everybody feel comfortable. So it's nice. It's really nice. You do a good job, Mark.
Thanks, Jules. I have a great partner.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Mark, have you seen the formations of bands coming from, you know, people meeting up at the jams that you run?
Yes. We have several projects that have met. One of the projects, Strawberry Moon, they actually formed right at our open mic, and they've been performing, you know, quite extensively out, like in New Hope and, you know, in the Somerset area. There's also Stephanie Chin and Kristen Blum. They play together. I know they were doing something out at Havana's last weekend. We also have the Banshee Brothers, who are playing quite a bit down the shore, and I know they've been playing a couple gigs over at, like, Molly Maguire's, as well as the Westbrook. So we have quite – and that's just off the top of my head. Those are just, you know, three groups that have, like, come out of the open mic that we've been doing at the Westbrook. So it's kind of exciting to see. Absolutely.
These events are definitely incubators.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes we get
sound people that come into the open mic, and sometimes we get photographers that come into the open mic as well. So, again, in terms of networking, you know, it's not just musicians, it's other people that are involved in the field. You know, there's been actually a couple promoters that have popped in that, you know, they're looking for talent. And it's amazing the people that come in, how I don't know what it is, but we just get extremely talented people that come into our open mic. And it's always a pleasure.
That's fantastic. I like meeting new people, and it just brings so much new opportunity into the mix when you have that much, you know, talent
And the challenge with the music scene today is that there has to be a place where it starts, and, you know, whether it's a local record store or it's a venue, there has to be a place where all of this starts, where everybody comes together. And you know, Jules has done a great job of providing a place that that's friendly, it's nurturing, and it's comfortable for people to come to and do this sort of thing. So
So when you try to bring in other folks other than musicians to actually hear this work going on as well, you know, the entertainment going on as well, How do you stay in touch with customers? How do you keep bringing them back?
We promote like crazy. You know, again, we promote on all social media, and you know, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Facebook, whether it's Instagram, everything. We're on all of that. We're on all of the open mic websites. And what really helps us is word of mouth. There's nothing more powerful than, you know, somebody who, you know, has a good experience in the open mic. And, you know, obviously they tell two friends and they tell two friends. And, you know, it kind of snowballs.
And there's also entertainment at the Westbrook over on the weekend as well, when you have live bands. And then you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Jules, do you want to talk about this? Or do you want me to do this?
Yeah, we've been doing live music every Saturday night for the past probably 6-7 years, usually about 8:30. And we have just a variety. Sometimes we have solo artists. Sometimes we have a full band. Sometimes we do it outside on our patio. And sometimes we have a collaboration of a bunch of bands together. We've done, I mean, Mark and I did the ALS benefit where we had bands all day long.
Yeah.
We did this past year on a Saturday, all day, all night, raised over $5,000 for ALS. We have music definitely every Saturday. Occasionally we have it on Sundays. Like this past Sunday we had a kids band, and they all got up there from 2 to 5, and they just they played. But, yeah, I'm real supportive of live music, and so is Mark. So, yeah. This weekend we have
Jules,
ahead,
Jules brings in some heavy hitters, too. I mean, Christine Marducci, has, you know, she plays every couple months. Bonnie Boland plays every couple
mm-hmm.
months. Jean Navarre plays every couple months.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are people that headline down the shore regularly. You know, it's,
yeah.
you know, she has a really good mix of talent.
Yeah, we do.
This weekend
we have the Tyrone Stackhouse Project, and they're amazing. They're a full band. They're older guys. They've been playing forever. They do Motown, Prince, and they rock, and they play a lot in this, you know, country clubs and the Somerset County area. They're this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have that voice. Yeah. Really, really talented guys.
That's really cool. You know, what I want to also like to do as our show progresses and we get back into the swing of things is I'd like to actually be able to fall into the jam maybe for about 10 minutes and then maybe talk to some of the people that either are waiting to play or have played. Think that might be a good idea?
Absolutely.
That would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
All right, so we can kind of arrange stuff like that in the future. So we've been recording the show here, so this show will be the show, you know, live on. It'll be in archives and stuff, so you'll be able to listen to it, and
okay.
we can direct people to it to learn about the open mic and stuff. And we got a whole bunch of neat things coming on. You know, we're gonna do what we can add on to what we did before. I have about 250 to 300 interviews that we already have recorded. It just need to be edited and put up on the air, so we're busy putting that stuff up too. And we're trying a new live platform. Like, this is the first time I've used this one since I've been back, and it seems to be the easiest. We'll see how the recording sounds. You know, we're always going to get a good recording, so we're going to find out.
Right.
We'll listen to it. So that's great. Jules, it was nice having you on with us. And
oh, thanks.
You're a restaurant also that I would imagine serves dinners and stuff. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that so we have that in the record. Restaurant end of your business.
Yeah, it's a full family-friendly restaurant. I mean, we're open from 11:30 till midnight Monday through Thursday, and then till 2 in the morning on Friday and 2 in the morning on Saturday. And then Sunday our hours are from 11 to 9 at night. But, yeah, we do delivery. It's American food. It's all fresh. It's great. We have a lot of specials. Just came out with a new menu. But there's really something for everybody there. And we got great salads, steaks, burgers. You know, just it's good old American food. Right?
Sounds
like
great.
Food there, right, Mark? Yeah.
Everything's made fresh in the back. I mean, I've seen Jules. You know, when all the groceries arrive and everything. And, I mean, you know, it's not like she's heating up something that's frozen. I mean, all the stuff, it's quality. It's homemade. It's you know, the Westbrook has always been known for their food. You know, but she also has a great patio outside that's, you know, it's a block away from the baseball stadium. So if you want to grab dinner before the baseball game or lunch if it's an afternoon game, you know, you're a block away. You could also see the fireworks at night from the patio. You know, you could grab yourself. You know, she has these buckets of Miller Lite. She does. When it's hot out, you know, it keeps the beer cold. You know, you got to think of these things when it's real hot. You know, and you know, it's just a real pleasant environment. And again, you know, she does have all kinds of drink specials and whatnot. But the Westbrook has always been famous for their food.
It sounds like a fun place with some great entertainment and some great food. Okay, so we're going to have to talk again, okay? We'll make an arrangement of maybe a live call into one of your open mics. You're on Wednesdays, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 11 at the Westbrook. Check it out on Facebook, the Westbrook. It's the new Westbrook.com on the internet, and it's, you know, look for the Westbrook on Facebook and on Twitter.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Mark. Jules, thank you very much for participating.
Yes.
All right, Al.
Thank
you.
Nice meeting you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
All right, so there we have an interview with Mark Mayer, from host of the Westbrook Inn open mic. Now the Westbrook Inn also has other activities going on throughout the week, over the weekend, so you can check that out as well. We are expecting some other callers. Bill Martin, you out there? Why don't you give us a call in? Ready for you if you'd like to call up. Any other open mic hosts that you are on Facebook that are listening, you're more than welcome to call in. We'll just continue on with the show. So stand by a little bit, and I'll put up a couple of clips here that you guys can listen to while we're waiting. Stand by a second, and be back to you. Okay, so uploading a couple files here for you. I should have these ready for you. Just cracked this show open an hour ago. Bear with me. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Nikki Buzz, and he lives in Amsterdam, is that right now? Okay, and he's like a band that represents the Polish, am I right? What's the name of the blues society that you guys are representing?
The Polish Blues Association.
Okay, Polish Blues Association. And I'm going to put you over to him, let you talk to him. Here he is.
This is Alfie.
Hey there, Al, how are you?
Hi, Nikki. Thanks for being on with us. So, boy, you've come a long way to play at the IBC.
Yes, we did. We came in from Warsaw, we were held over in Amsterdam because of the fog. So I was actually I was a couple of miles from my house. And we went to Detroit, and then we got held over because we were 3 hours late because of the other plane. And then from Detroit, we got held over because we had to de-ice the plane. So we traveled for almost 4 days to get here with layovers and hotels and no luggage and all. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you're at least having fun now.
The first thing I did was hit Cracker Barrel. I'm good now.
I hate traveling just for that reason, what you explained. You know, the hidden problems that come up, the snow, the ice, the freezing rain, the lost luggage. You name it. If you name it, it sounds like you guys have been through it in the last 4 days.
Yes, we have. But you know something? We just rolled with the punches and had a ball.
Okay, well that's a great thing, you know. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I guess when you're used to traveling, you know, you get familiar with what could possibly happen, and then you know, you roll with the punches, like you said. So that's fabulous. So where?
Yeah, exactly.
So you play your home base is in Warsaw, Poland. Is that right?
No, my home base is in Amsterdam. My Polish band's home base is actually in Poznan.
Oh, okay.
I fly in and out of Amsterdam, and we won Best Blues Album last year. It's like a Polish Grammy. We won that, and so that prompted us to do a lot of touring in Poland, and the Polish people just love the blues, so we just had a wonderful time.
That's great. That's great. You know, we meet so many great folks because of music. You know, all I do all day is sit in my studio here and kind of brainstorm what we're gonna do that day and what we're gonna ask people. And by the end of the day, we're basically doing like spanning the whole United States. We went from New York to Wisconsin, then to Memphis 3 or 4 times, and then we went to Pennsylvania. We've been in 6, maybe 8 states today interviewing folks. And now what we have is we have you from Amsterdam, you know, with the band from Poland, and now we're going outside to the other countries. It's amazing what music, you know, what opportunities you can have with music. So tell me about your band. Tell me about your, you know, what you love about what you're doing.
Well, you know, to reiterate on what you just said, I ended up playing for the King and Queen of Morocco because I'm a musician.
Wow.
At that time, they were the prince and the princess. But I ended up playing for them for a month in Morocco because I was a musician. You know, I have met presidents, I've met kings and queens, heads of state, I've met bums in the streets, I've met everything. And everybody loves you when you play music from the heart. It doesn't matter, you know. I've met some of the nastiest, most vile people in the world still love music. It's music is so universal, and I do mean universal. I believe when they actually do land and we get disclosure, the first thing they'll do is listen to the blues. It's a universal thing, you know.
You know, I think you're right.
I've seen music heal people. You know, we are the manipulators of sound, musician. You know, the doctor works with the scalpel. We work with sound. We can make you happy. We can make you sad. We can make you any emotion you have. We can make it come forth with, you know. I don't know if we're musicians or magicians. As my friend says, musillusionists.
Well, you know, I don't know where this world would be without music. You know, you look around and you watch the news and you see a lot of turmoil. And, you know, if it wasn't for music, it'd probably be 10 times worse. So we're fortunate that we have, you know, music. So Nikki, you're from Amsterdam. Your band is from Poland. You've traveled to Memphis, where you are now, where we're talking to you from. So we're literally spanning the globe here. What's the name of your band? I don't think we've learned that. What's the name of your band?
It's called Nikki Buzz with Dr. Blues and Soul Revision.
Okay,
and me and Dr. Blues, we met over a pizza. I was playing in another band called the Soul Catchers, which was, I was fronting that band as well. And he just loved us, and he started following us around a bit. And he came to a gig, and we sat down together, and we both discovered that we love Wilson Pickett. So I was there with my iPad, and we're in this pizza joint singing and screaming Wilson Pickett. And then we decided that we should put a project together. So we did. So we took all the soul songs that we love, like Wilson Pickett and Eddie Floyd and just great stuff. And we just did an album of our favorite real soul songs, and then it won a Grammy. So there we go. You know,
what an amazing story.
Labor of love.
Absolutely. You know, and I hear these stories over and over and over and over again from all these different musicians. I'm truly, I got to tell you, I'm truly blessed to be part of this, and you know, you men and women let me in on this, and you're kind enough to come on the station with us and tell us these stories. It's a great thing for us over here. So tell our audience this. So how do we find you on Facebook or on the web? Tell us that.
It would be www.NikkiBuzz, that's NikkiBuzz, one word, .com.
Oh, great.
And also Facebook is also NikkiBuzz, NikkiBuzz. And, everybody listening, become my friend and go to my website and, we'll have a good time when I'm in town, wherever you are.
That's fabulous. Now, you must write some of your own material, I would imagine, right?
We're doing all the original material here, and I wrote it all.
Would you give us permission to play a couple of your songs on our station? We don't play a whole lot of music.
Absolutely. If you go to my website, there are MP3s of my rock stuff and my blues stuff. Pick whatever you choose and have a party.
Okay, that's great. And what I'll do is I'll go to the website, I'll grab a couple of the songs, and then I'll just send you a form that gives us permission to do so. Okay?
No problem. And if you're recording this interview, send me a copy. I'll put it up on my website.
Absolutely. So here's what will happen: all of the shows are archived, and then in the morning, what I do is I put you ever look at the end of a movie, you see all the credits at the movie? That's what I do the next morning. I do all the credits. I put everybody that was on the show, all the guests, I put what music we played and things like that. So you'll get a copy of that, and attached to that will be the links to the shows that are associated with the credits, okay? So what is your email?
Okay. It's NikkiBuzz@yahoo.com.
And let me ask you this. So you're playing tonight? Are you performing tonight or are you competing tonight? Or both?
No, we're performing tonight. We're going about 9:00.
Okay, so did you do your competition yet?
We're in the middle of the competition, and we will know tonight if we won or not.
Oh, great.
If we win or lose, I'm going to go have Memphis barbecue.
There you go. So are you in the semifinals right now? Is that what this is?
No, this is the first round. If we win, we will be in the semifinals, and then after that, we'll be in the finals. But we're giving it a shot.
Wonderful. So we want to wish you luck. I'm fascinated, by the trip that you took to get over here, and I'm fascinated by you in general. And then I'm going to go and look you up on a website, and then we're gonna tell folks about you, okay?
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I'll give you back to your partner.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Back
so much. I am too.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah, wow, what a great interview. What a great interview. Well,
I know.
You
I just knew.
You know how to find them. I'll tell you, Sandra, you're doing fine. You're doing fabulous. So
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we've had a great day here. And we're going to be on for a little while longer. But, I want you to have a good time. I mean, I don't want to discourage you from, having more interviews, but like I told you before you went, I didn't expect you to be, doing 20 interviews a day, so if you feel you want to do another one in the 10 o'clock hour, Eastern time, we'll be here.
Sure.
But, you know.
Okay.
So I'll leave that up to you, okay?
Okay, I'll message you if I got one, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
I'll talk to you later. It's cold out here. It's about 30.
Safe.
Okay,
you
all right.
You be safe, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
Sandra C. out in Memphis, Tennessee at the IBC. What a job she's doing. Oh, wow. Another great interview. Nikki Buzz from the Nikki Buzz. I'm sorry, but I didn't get the whole name of the band. In the morning, we'll have that. And you'll have the credits rolling out. And but what a great interview. Nikki Buzz from Amsterdam/Warsaw, Poland. Competing in the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Al Fink. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to that archive, and I'm going to go ahead and kind of. Well, you know what? I promised I'd call two people back, so I better call these two folks back, so we don't get them mad at me. So let's do that. Let me look at what Margaret dropped off in front of me here.